This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Drug and alcohol use is down among teenagers, now at the lowest point in the last 25 years. An annual federally funded survey out of the University of Michigan finds about one in six high school seniors reported getting drunk in the past month. That's down from a high of one in three in the 2000s. The study does show one spike upward, all the vaping. The use of electronic cigarettes has nearly doubled since just last year, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Offering fruity flavors and camouflaged to look like, say, thumb drives, e-cigarettes are appealing to teenagers, says Yale tobacco researcher Suchitra Krishnan-Sarin.
E-cigarettes seem to be the first tobacco product that many teens are using nowadays. And there's also concern that teens then move on
to get hooked on the burning kind. One in five high school seniors reported vaping in the past month in the University of Michigan survey. The FDA announced new restrictions on flavored e-cigarette sales last month. David Levy at Georgetown University's Cancer Center says we should be concerned about teens vaping.
At the same time, those people that are smoking, if we can encourage them to move to e-cigarettes, that should be an important part of policy.
There are two things public health experts agree on. E-cigarettes are almost certainly less harmful than smoking, and they're too new to know their long-term health effects. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.